Obama was 7 cents. But ever since Trump won, it proved that I could be president.
Welcome to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter, where sometimes we have beer.
Sometimes we have bourbon.
But we always have banter.
I'm Rob Arlia.
I'm Rich Pisano.
And I'm Sal Pisano.
And we had some new introductory music today. Per Sal Pisano.
I think it's fitting. Yeah. Fitting for this week. A lot of news. I would talk about that a little bit later. Right now, I kind of want to talk about couple of the beers we got tapped right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I wasn't doing on Saturday night, watching the season premiere of one of my favorite shows, Saturday Night Live, because it's been garbage lately.
Yeah, it has.
I don't even know how bad it was, but I heard it wasn't great. What I'm drinking right now is Heady Topper, which is a very popular IPA, double IPA, in fact, from The Alchemist in Vermont. It's a really solid IPA and was one of my favorites until I discovered that there's a lot of other places out there that are even better.
Like Treehouse.
Exactly.
But I mean, Alchemist is
still one of the best breweries in the Northeast, really in the entire country. And I would not turn down a Heady Topper. It's well liked and considered as one of the top IPAs in the country by many folks.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. It's sought after and for many people. I have their Focal Banger, which I'll be cracking open soon. A lot of people actually recently have been saying to me, at least, that they like Focal Banger more than they like Heady Topper, which I could kind of agree with. I mean, there's aspects of Focal Banger that I think are really good. But if you were to AB them, they're literally two different types of beer.
Those two. I don't know which one I like better. I think I like Heady Topper better, but...
Do you?
It depends on what you're in the mood for, because they're not the same.
Yeah, that's true. And what I think is interesting is that Focal Banger is just a regular IPA, but I believe Heady is a double.
It's like 8%.
But it, strangely enough, I do like Focal Banger. I don't know, they're so comparable, but they're also very
different.
I'd
have to agree with you. I typically go for the double IPAs, but Focal Banger is
so good.
So good.
What I love about their cans, though, The Alchemist, they write, and I'm not like a tree hugger or anything, but it's just funny to me. Don't be a D-bag. Recycle this can.
Yeah, because realistically,
it's a good thing.
You are a D-bag if you don't, if you're not a good steward of your environment.
Mm. But
it also gives you directions.
But what I'm currently drinking,
I had a girlfriend
now,
in high school. I actually stopped the truck for her and made her get out and pick up a napkin she threw out the window.
Good.
Surprisingly, she didn't break up with me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm impressed by that.
True story. Ever?
Ever. Yeah. Still with her.
Did you ever tell her about the guy you're seeing? The beer that I'm drinking now is something I'm going to leave for Sal to kind of talk about.
I don't know much about it other than it's a delicious fruity beer. It's actually got six types of hops. Mm. Blended in Whirlpool. That sort of thing. It's not too bitter, according to Beer Advocate, and I tend to agree. Very good. It's very good.
For those of you who are
honestly
curious of the name,
it's so Upper Pass.
It's by Upper Pass, and it's called Cloud Drop. It's delicious.
It's a double IPA, 8%.
Yeah, it's an 8%.
And that's the one I just finished before the Heady Topper, and I posit that I like it better than Heady Topper.
Very, very strong fruity flavors in it, and it's... what do you think? What's your take on it?
When I first cracked it open, I think it tastes very similar.
Unbelievable,
to a sip,
right?
Of sunshine. Yeah, it's very good.
Very floral.
Yeah, it's
fruity.
It's much more citrusy.
Fruity, so definitely
and,
citrus.
And citrusy and fruity than obviously Heady Topper and Focal. But what I think is interesting, it actually had some familiarities to the Connecticut Valley Brewing Company.
Okay.
Remember the long time ago, before it was called Pioneer?
Yes.
And we used to drink the, I forgot the name of it, but it had the rocket ship.
No, that was Last Frontier.
I know what you're talking about.
Last Frontier.
And no longer exists. Well, actually, it does exist.
It does, the same brewery.
But it's not the same recipe.
Really? Correct. Yeah.
It's horrendous.
It's called the New Frontier.
It got worse. Most breweries
improve
as they go. It got worse?
No, I hate to say it because I loved it so much.
Oh, that's too bad.
I
remember drinking
it. It was one of my favorite beers. And it was super cheap, easy to get.
Guess how much you're charging for it now?
I don't know.
What, the original?
No. No.
The new shitty one?
The new shitty one is like $16 for 4-pack.
I so hate the shit.
$4 for a can and it's a worse recipe?
I hate the shit on
it.
That was like
$2 a can, wasn't it?
I think it was $8.99.
Yeah, it was like $10. It was $10.
Yeah, that was. I remember that. That was like, all right, this is solid.
No, that was more than solid. I liked it better than Hetty at the time. But now,
that's pushing it.
It's the same. Same. Supposedly, it's the same recipe,
but they're brewing it in larger quantities.
Oh.
And if you ever notice, even Treehouse has gone a little bit down since they moved to their new facility, and they're brewing bigger quantities.
No, I'm sorry, I misspoke. I don't think it's the same recipe. In fact, I think it's categorically not the same recipe. I think it's a totally...
It's the same exact brewery. They just reinvented their
name. I don't even think it's the same brewery.
I got to be honest on Treehouse. I didn't try different them people. When they were at their old location.
Entirely different
people.
I don't have any comparison.
Are you sure? Almost 100%.
Well, they're fucking up. I mean, I don't like the crap on people's creative
They needed, in order for them
juices,
to go, listen,
juices,
but. Listen, here's the reality. In order for them to go from $10 for 4-pack to $16 for 4-pack, they needed to come up with a whole new brand.
Yeah.
They need to redo their entire beer brand.
I thought that's what they did.
That's what they did.
That's
the
what
same
they
people.
Did. That's exactly what they did.
Yeah, but the beer... I know, because they're doing it. It got worse, and they didn't account for it.
They said, we can make a lot more beer and distribute a lot more beer if we charge $16 a 4-pack like all these other people are. And
so
it's
much
good.
Worse.
That's too bad.
I mean, because they're... It's unfortunate that didn't kick off. I think
drank that in like 2 years.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore. I bought it one time. We all had it. It was terrible. Never got it again.
Yeah.
But I think I was the one that introduced that to you when it was...
My father actually told me about that beer.
Really?
Yeah, somebody at work told him about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was very good.
The first time I had it, I
don't like it anymore, to be honest. Well, enough about that.
We definitely drank a lot of
beer. We're drinking Cloud Pass, or Cloud Drop now, by Upper Pass. And I think we all agree that...
No, it's very good, I would say.
It's very good.
I see here it says 60 IBUs. That's like about half of what I normally like. I'm in the 120.
It's still 8%.
Look, listen. Yeah, listen. Don't be one of those beer advocate douchebags that goes by what the fuck they think they know.
Go by
the fucking objective
bittering units. It's
objectiveness
a good beer.
of the taste. If you didn't read 60 IBUs and I told you it was 160, what would you say?
You would have guessed it was over 100.
No. I would say it's pretty close.
Yeah.
I would say it was probably. I would say around 100.
Maybe, yeah,
I wouldn't say it's like some of these 120, 130s that have that bitter. Even said
it doesn't have the bitter.
I think that one wins the night. Out of the three beers that we're having here, the Heady Topper and the Focal Banger.
Let me get into Focal.
Cloud Drop. I like the Cloud Drop.
Let me get into Focal.
I think you're a little too.
That's me, though.
You're a little too one-dimensional. And listen, listen to a few.
Yeah.
You counteract your own arguments, man. Ten days from now, who knows what? You're probably going to be drinking wine.
Well, you know what we need?
I like wine.
Exclusively.
Maybe.
What we need from you, Sal, is a rundown.
I'm ready for a rundown.
Boy, I guess we'll start off with our biggest story of the week, although this was a gigantic news week. A lot of stuff going on this week. Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing continues to move forward despite liberal tears and an FBI investigation.
Welcome back to the Brett Kavanaugh Show on every show.
The trade deal confirmation is imminent with Mexico and Canada. Trump was sure to speak about that, which actually, when he was talking to the press couldn't help but ask him about Brett Kavanaugh, but anyway,
I haven't even heard about
it's a pretty big deal. I mean, the stock market likes it.
Yeah, but we got was accused of rape. So.
A North American trade deal going on goes from not having any deal and Justin Trudeau being a prick, fucking cheese eating motherfucker
wearing a pussy hat
to to making a deal.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, Kanye West wants to repeal the 13th Amendment, which he later clarified. Just to be fair.
Which amendment was the 13th again?
I don't remember.
One that pretty much moved forward the abolishment of slavery.
Oh, the one that got rid of slavery.
Yeah, but he clarified. We'll talk more about that later. And Lindsay Lohan tries to abduct
I heard about this.
A Syrian child in Russia and gets punched in the nose.
Really?
Yeah.
There were two big Lindsays in the news this week.
Does anyone... Oh, we have another bullet point. For the rundown, I don't think it made the list, but
what is that?
It's a late addition.
Oh, Lindsey Graham being a baller? Is that the one?
Perfect.
Yeah.
The perfect lead-in.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but you know, this week has really put in some feelings that I don't normally have. And it was like really, really.
It's time for this week's shit that pisses us off.
So I'm going to start this off because this whole thing happened, and with Brett Kavanaugh, yada yada. We're going to get into that for sure, folks. But what really pissed me off this week is the people around me and just general society not able to have a conversation about this. I had a conversation with somebody on the phone while I was around other people. And yes, I do have a Bluetooth earpiece, and yes, I am a D-bag.
You're still
and
talking
yes,
on the
I
phone?
Will not throw this can in the recycling.
No, it is fury.
Yes,
it,
you will. It's bullshit. You're in my house.
If you don't,
going in the
there's
going
to be an issue.
So
continue on your rant.
So I got my D-bag earpiece in, and I'm talking to somebody on the phone.
You broke it.
I did break
you
it
broke
today.
It this week.
However, next to me, people are listening to me talking about Brett Kavanaugh. And at this moment, this was the day it was going on, like the hearing.
Right.
And I was really fired up about it. No, I wasn't yelling. I wasn't swearing. Yeah. I was just like, I really can't believe this, that this is happening. And I'm making like my normal points that I would make, just like I would in the podcast. But what pisses me off is people cannot handle this conversation.
They can't handle it.
They go off the fucking rails that I'm like some evil, horrible person for trying to state the true facts.
And
the reality of what this is, was supposed to be about. I was so pissed off. It was insane. People walked away from me. People, you know, left work.
Well, I don't think we talked about this. I'm interested in knowing more of this story.
Yeah. The whole thing was just fucking insane to me and I have to admit, it's the left-leaning people that cannot handle a conversation about it because they think that you're not being considerate of the opposing side. Just think about the
You're not a fucking adult.
And we're going to get into this, folks. Like I said, we're going to talk about this and where we really stand on this position and what this was really meant to be versus what it is now. It's a fucking mockery of our system. But yeah, that fucking pissed me off this week, naturally. And you'll get to experience that, everyone listening.
Yeah, I have a different one. Just to break away for about a couple of minutes here from Brett Kavanaugh, and it's a news story that came out today. Actually, I have the CBS News article up right here. California has passed a law to have to mandate women on boards of directors of publicly held companies that are based in California. So here, let me just read the beginning of this. California's new requirement that, and this is from CBS News, that public companies' boardrooms include at least one woman may seem like a baby step. However, it's going to hit a staggering amount of companies. One quarter of the nearly 400 California headquarters companies in the Russell 3000 stock index have no female directors, blah, blah, blah.
And they're using the Russell to compare? Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
Wait a second, this is a law?
Yeah, so the law, SB 826, requires at least one woman on boards that have four members or less, two women on boards of five people, and three women on boards of six or more. Companies have 3 years. Yes, this is a law. The companies have 3 years to find these directors before the 2021 directive.
So again, this has...
Before the 2021 deadline hits.
This has no basis in actual, how would you say, qualifications.
It's fucking stupid! It's people who get on the board of directors of these companies.
Have you ever had your hand held?
Have ever had my hand held? Yeah, when I was a kid and I was crossing the street with mom or dad, I had my hand held. The whole point is the people who get on these boards are the people who are most qualified to be on the boards because these people are the people who drive these companies to the next level to grow, to employ more people, to thrive as a company. And you know what? Some companies have more men, some companies have more women. Just because of the way things are in society, there's going to be more companies with more men than women. And let me tell you something, if there's a company that has a board of directors entirely women, all of the California liberal senators and all of the news networks are going to be praising
that. No problem.
Oh, look at this all women health company. But if there's a man, oh, there's something wrong here. What if it's like... I don't know, something for like gay men or balding men or something, and it's all men on the board of directors. Oh, no, can't have that. Got to get some women.
Gay men
there.
Don't go bald.
Yeah, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, there's a lot of bald gay men.
Well,
bald
that's because it's all entitled white privileged men.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into that. I got to be honest with you. I wasn't even aware of this.
I heard about it today, literally today. I just looked at it and I was just fuming as I was eating my lunch.
That's an issue.
Work,
now, that goes back to something we talked about a couple weeks ago with Elizabeth Warren, where
it's
she.
Overstep of the government! Ah! Wow.
where she came out and talked about how they want to put regulations on companies that make X amount of money.
Yeah, yep.
Regulate, now this is regulate. Like another. This is a different thing.
Another regulation. And look, I love it. It's great. There's a lot of great women who are on these boards of these companies.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing against women. Yeah. If you get three women and three men on the board, it's great. Four and two, either way, I don't care.
I don't know. This
you don't need to mandate.
Focus
this.
On gender and race is a,
it's
is,
the best
is
person a, for the job. This is bullshit.
Specifically left. Idea.
It's affirmative it's action mandated to all these companies, and it's gonna hurt because some of them, yeah,
they
okay, want to
you
focus
could, on that
you
shit.
Could, it would, you know, maybe a handful of them, you know, you could stand to have a couple more women on it, but a lot of them, it's like you're,
shouldn't
you're
be
just
a fucking
bring
law.
Down, yeah, exactly. You're gonna bring down the company a little because
well,
there's not people
true.
Who are quite as qualified. Yeah. But anyway, what pisses you off? So?
Honestly, I'm pretty even keeled most of the week. Yeah. I don't have a lot of things that
not
really
true.
Get me. Off the rails.
Not true.
Yeah.
But I gotta refer to Rob on this one and Brett Kavanaugh. I was actually there when a text came through to a stranger I didn't know, and I happened to overhear her conversation. Oh, it looks like the Brett Kavanaugh thing is going through. I guess they bought all his crying and bawling and whatever the fuck else she was saying that pissed me off. It was like unbelievable. Like Ford's doing anything different. Like she presented any additional evidence that was counter to what, in fact, any evidence that does exist is fucking in Kavanaugh's favor. And she's standing there, in that moment, I just knew that this whole thing with Kavanaugh is entirely about subverting what Trump wants. It has nothing to do with the facts, has nothing to do with anything else. It has to do with, exclusively, with subverting Trump and being fucking contrarian to any progress that we're trying to make in this country. Oh, I guess they bought his crying and his ridiculous theatrics in front of the panel, and I you know it's going forward. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well we
might
so
well
much
get
for
into
getting
it.
Away from Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, we might as well get
I
into
hate
it
to
now.
Bring it back there, but that's, that fucking no, sent me off of a so, fucking wall.
So yeah. So let's give a little recap
right,
of what
right.
happened. Let's,
yes,
because let's just get into it because. I actually watched a majority of it, and I was very, very. They use the word disgruntled in that show Cops years ago. I was very disgruntled. And
what show Cops?
That show, you know, Cops.
Bad
what you gonna
bad
do?
Boys,
yeah.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you?
Disgruntled, they said.
Yeah, the guy used to always say disgruntled. Me and my brother used to laugh at it.
Here is another disgruntled.
No, honestly, I was really upset by watching it. And what's interesting to me. And this is what I want to talk about. So let's explain a little bit what happened if you haven't watched
yes,
it yet.
Yes,
or
give a recap of this because you watched more of it than I did. I watched the highlights, but you know some of us are not executives who have like
so
giant TVs.
At
in
the
our
end
offices.
Of the day, you really need to listen to our other
Full
podcasts.
Wet bar.
Our other podcast is about what's been happening with these allegations of Brett Kavanaugh being...
This is like part three or four on Brett Kavanaugh.
It really is.
Podcasting.
But, I mean, this is such a pressing issue.
He's a handsome man.
He's like average.
So it's such a pressing issue right now. It's important to talk about. But what we're really going to talk about today is the last hearing that they had.
Yikes.
Where they actually ended up delaying his vote for... Supreme Court judge.
Yeah, because Jeff Flake called for the FBI investigation after the two women accosted him.
So,
really,
if you haven't watched it, I definitely suggest watching it. I'll kind of sum it up a little bit. You really have two sides of the aisle sitting in front of you watching this. And an entire, strangely enough, if you're looking at this forum of people, on the left side, you see all of the right wing. You know, conservative people, and on the right side, you see all the left wing.
If you go behind
people.
Them, it's the opposite, though.
Yeah, if you go behind them, then it's the right, and then the left. So, yeah. However,
well, that makes sense, right?
Well, it does. So,
sitting on the right.
What you find is the right is
oh
trying
God.
To say the right is trying to prove.
I don't know how to feel about that.
And this really sums it up. The right is really trying to prove that he is innocent until proven guilty, and the
which is American principle.
And the leftists are trying to prove that he is guilty until he is proven innocent, which is not the way it works.
Well, however, it actually is the military code of uniform justice.
This is not the military code of uniform justice. There is nothing that anything
not
close
in public
to the
allegations
military.
Like this.
Yes.
Right? So the issue, though, that I have with
just
all this,
with
and this is what's going
to... That is what the military...
This is
I'm aware of what that is.
Me too. However, this is not what we're talking about, and this hopefully will snowball this podcast for us, because I want to talk about the fact that this hearing is a job interview. It is not meant to be a court jury, find out if he is guilty or innocent project. This is right. not what this forum is meant for. And here we are. I'm watching television. Yep,
yep. Let's keep in mind, the statute of limitations.
I'm not watching a court case.
Statute of limitations on a 35-year...
So, issue with that. They Maryland does not have a statute of limitations.
On touching a tit?
Correct.
On a misdemeanor? Because this would have been a misdemeanor.
This would have been a misdemeanor. This would have not been felonies.
This would not have been a felony. So based on a felony, what she claims
there's
happened.
There's no statute, which there's I agree with actually. Right. If you committed a felony,
but yeah, I mean,
hard to prove at this point now.
Yeah, if you've raped or murdered somebody, I don't think there should be. All right, a statute, but that's not
what
I'm getting into. But anyway,
what
I want to get into
is I'm watching television.
There isn't one.
I'm watching television.
There's not.
As if I'm watching a court case.
Right,
and I want to talk about right now, and we could change subjects with other points of this, but I want to talk about my first point is, this is not what it was meant to be. This is not what this forum is for.
Right.
It is not a fucking court case. He is not there to prove that, and that was the point going forward, which we're going to play the audio clip in a minute of Lindsey Graham.
They changed it from advice and consent to, shit, I fucked that up.
Yeah, you better take a restart on that. They changed it from it.
They changed it from advice and consent to search and destroy.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. So I want you guys to talk about that. But yeah. should we listen to Lindsey Graham blow him up, or should we wait?
Yeah, I think we should. But let me preface this by saying something. I know I've gotten some flack for this in the past of being a big fan of John McCain and Lindsey Graham, but I really am and have always been, even before this moment. And
I wonder if he's going to run
before.
For president.
Before Lindsey Graham even got knocked out early in the presidential race because he was pulling like 1%, he was my favorite candidate in that race. He really was.
Yeah, okay.
And just because he really has the propensity to reach across the aisle, which is another thing that I really
he has really long arms.
John McCain.
He can reach right across the aisle.
He has really long arms. Grab her by the
for
pussy.
Him to be pissed, for him to be pissed like this... At the Democrats, the leftists, the people who he comes and tries to make deals with for many decades, you got to realize there's something really going wrong here. If Lindsey Graham goes from being, you know, the Lindsey Graham we all know and love to like what you're about to hear,
right?
There's something really nefarious going on. So I've always had a lot of respect for Lindsey Graham even before this, but this was his best speech I've ever heard from.
Yeah, we really should jumpstart this point.
And the most necessary, but this is going to be long, but it's going to be worth it.
It's about 4 minutes
long. That's what he said.
Yep.
Bear with us.
And here we go.
Can we make comments?
Are you aware that
I might
at 9:23 on the night of July the 9th, the day you were nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Senator Schumer said, 23 minutes after your nomination, I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have. I have a bipartisan, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less. Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
Allegation.
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said, oh, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy.
Damn right.
Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. That you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job.
You consider that you've been through a job interview.
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution. Which
would you say you've been through hell?
Even then, he's objective.
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
Incredible.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Mm-hmm. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life. Not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop.
Putting pops.
Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it, like the American Bar Association has the gold standard. His integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is the very circumspect in his personal conduct, harbors no biases or prejudices. He's entirely ethical, is a really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person, the ABA. The one thing I can tell you, you should be proud of. Ashley, you should be proud of this, that you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for Dr. Ford. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics. You want this seat? I hope you never get it. I hope you're on the Supreme Court. That's exactly where you should be. And I hope that the American people will see through this charade. And I wish you well. And I intend to vote for you. And I hope everybody who's fair-minded will.
So,
outstanding.
Yeah, seriously.
Outstanding.
I watched this live, strangely enough.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't see it till after.
I couldn't believe it. The minute I walked to the TV to watch this, that's what was happening.
Lindsey Graham right before blowing that, up.
Right
yeah,
before.
That's rare.
And I got chills down my spine.
You got a
times.
Rhino Republican speaking that strongly.
Nah, don't call him a
Rhino. Nah, he's a Rhino. No.
Yeah, and I actually teared up because it's so true. What he is going through right now, whether this is true or not true, okay? This is what we talked about in the other podcast. Whether this being true or not true, what he's going through right now in this process was never what this process was enacted to do. He's supposed to be going, like Lindsey Graham said, this is a job interview. This, we're supposed to go through your resume, see what you've done, what you've contributed to society, how well you do your job. You've been nominated. We vote on whether we agree that you should be in this position or not. Now, a lot of people say, well, if he actually did do these things, then he shouldn't be nominated.
Sure.
However, these allegations... If I go to a job interview and I show my resume and my qualifications of my job and somebody walks in and says, he grabbed my tits, they're going to be like, who the fuck are you? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, if there's somebody who corroborated that, maybe it would be something they'd take seriously.
I'm rich. That's called a court case. You need to go to the police and tell them that I grabbed tits, and then that needs to be corroborated. Not in front of all these people, not in this public forum. The whole way this has been done, and you could see it on the left side, that this was done strictly for the reason of exactly what he said, trying to hold that position, trying to not allow him to be nominated to be on the Supreme Court justice. Mm. And
doing everything it takes.
Everything it takes, like they said. And they're fulfilling that.
They warned us.
Yeah, they warned us, and they're fulfilling it because they will stop at nothing. And the worst part is this Dr. Ford lady... is having to go through this probably just as bad. I mean, it's probably no better for her. And maybe she really did get affected by whatever happened.
But I'm sure she doesn't want to be a part of an FBI investigation.
I'm
where
sure.
She just remembered suddenly.
I think Dr. Ford was sexually assaulted. I don't think
I don't
it was by Brett Kavanaugh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
She may misremember. Maybe it was Brett Kavanaugh, but there's everybody who she said was there is saying that this party never happened and that they don't know Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah,
so it's hard to believe.
I don't know who said it this week, but it was said that, you know, they could both be right.
They could.
Brett Kavanaugh.
That's fair. I think
could be innocent of these charges, and she could have also been sexually assaulted.
I don't know that she's making this up.
I don't think she's entirely making it up.
Credible.
Like we talked about before, people's memories aren't entirely reliable.
Especially
they're not reliable.
36 years ago, when you haven't thought of it.
Especially when it's 30 fucking 6 years old.
Months ago,
and, you know, maybe you remember Brett Kavanaugh patting you on
yesterday.
Maybe you remember him patting you on the back, saying, "Hey, you know, I hope you had a good semester." And all of a sudden you associate that with a party where he touched your tits or something. You know?
My theory is that it was some other guy named Brad or some other guy who kind of looked like him. And this actually happened to her because there's actually been somebody who's come forward and said, I was the person who sexually assaulted Dr. Ford.
Really? And I haven't heard that.
That happened. And this hasn't really gotten a whole lot of traction in the media. And it could be a crazy
person
who's just fucking around. Or it could be somebody, because why, if you're a sane person, would you go forward and say, hey, I think I might have, like, tried to rape this girl
unless you did it
years ago. Unless you actually did it.
And you feel bad for
it. So that
it
may very well be a true thing. Yeah, maybe he's come to Jesus since then and not been a rapist. Or maybe he's continued to do this, but was like, I don't know.
Jesus!
But, you know what? Honestly, I feel bad for both Kavanaugh and Dr. And again, I don't feel bad for Kavanaugh if he actually did this.
I just don't
have any evidence that he did do
this. I feel bad for Kavanaugh if he didn't do it.
Exactly.
I feel bad for Kavanaugh if he did do it.
It's not an acceptable action in any sense.
Not, but he was underage. It's not a felony.
True.
And he was a minor.
I got it. He was 17.
It's still not an acceptable.
If that happened back then and she went to the police.
At least you're consistent with your argument.
There would have been people. Yeah. There would have been people back then that would have said, oh, he's a young kid. Like, it happened. It was wrong.
Wouldn't have been on his record if he got prosecuted.
Wouldn't even been on his record.
If he got tried as a minor. I get that, but it's still not acceptable.
It wouldn't have been on his record at all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And people back then, these same people today, would have looked at him and said, you know what? He was a young kid.
You know
really
what?
Know.
Yeah, it's all political. Okay. 100%.
Well,
but it's bringing it forward into a argument of what's acceptable.
To watch this unfold is a fucking mockery of our system.
I
think that any of this should be going on whatsoever. Mm. If she wants to, even Dr. Ford, if it's true and he really did this, and there needs to be an FBI investigation, what needs to happen
is 30 years ago,
process,
I bet she was,
I mean? She's pretty hideous now, but let this process go through. Let them vote on how he was.
Jennifer Aniston, you know what I mean?
Not at all. No, don't. Why would you compare her to Jennifer Aniston? That is not even close.
Let this whole thing go through. Let the people vote based on his criteria and his qualifications and his career. Vote him in, which it was going to happen. He gets voted in and then fucking go to the police and do an FBI investigation and figure out if this is true or not. If it is,
I don't know if
then he gets taken out. If it's not, then he continues doing his fucking job like he was supposed to do from the beginning.
There are
that's what it should be.
Him.
And that fucking piece of shit on the left, I don't even know his fucking name. He comes at him, he's like, if you really want, he's talking to Brett Kavanaugh, he's like, if you really want this to be cleared up, all you need to do is turn around, look at some fucking schmuck over there, I don't know who he was talking about, he was like, just tell him that you want to open the investigation to cease this hearing and open the investigation. Fuck you, dude, shut the fuck up, that's not your fucking job, keep your fucking mouth shut. Vote on me whether I'm a good person at this job or not. It has nothing to do with this fucking allegation.
Yeah.
All of them should shove it up their fucking ass and get the fuck out of here.
See,
do your fucking job.
There's a level of objectivity you have to maintain, right? It's like, if you're going to be objective, no, that's not what I have to do.
Exactly.
To clear this up.
It's not his responsibility to fucking tell
me to
do that.
It's not my fucking responsibility.
They did six investigations
on him
already.
It's not his responsibility to do that. Oh, if you really want this... Yeah, of course I want to clear it up. You know what else I want to clear it up? The 1,000 other allegations that are behind this one that somebody's going to fucking trump up. Pardon the language. They're going to trump it up because it's fucking based on fucking Trump's pick anyway. That's the whole fucking reason this is all happening. Kavanaugh was praised by both sides before fucking Trump was in presidency.
The third allegation...
Right. And picked him.
The third allegation, the one of the gang rape, which has no apparent credibility...
Wait...
Fucking
Clinton finger bastard.
I have the question of the day. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds?
Oh man, I was all ready to say teleport anywhere, but then you said
two completely different.
Well, there's gotta be a you know, second part of the question as like, you know, you gotta give a reason why or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you say whatever you want. Answer the fucking question.
Especially women's
minds. Would you rather? You can't just answer the question. You gotta explain it. Obviously, it's a podcast.
I didn't know that.
Wait, we're just gonna answer a question and move on?
Well, I don't know. I thought we were gonna sit here and talk.
Here's what I'm gonna say, and it's gonna sound. It's gonna sound controversial.
What's the R word?
And it's gonna sound. It's gonna sound sexist. So I'm going to say teleport anywhere, and here's why.
Oh.
Because how fucking awesome would it be to just go wherever you want? And because if you're reading a mind, like the women in their minds, they're not really sure what's going on in there anyway. So if you try to read that, you don't know what's fucking going on, so it's not going to help.
Whoa! You know just as little female, as they do.
There goes our female following, exactly. Which is like half our followers on Twitter.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's mandated to be half our followings by a California law.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I totally disagree with that. I would love to know what's inside of a woman's mind, because, I mean, that's an important thing.
I'll tell you.
I think it's
especially very
important.
From the board of a big corporation.
Not to mention, so all of our listeners out there, Rich is single.
That's true.
And here's why. Rob, myself, who is not single.
Don't start this shit.
No, I'm not. I would not teleport anywhere. Yeah. I would rather read minds. And the reason being is a little bit different than Rich's reason. It has nothing to do with sex or male, female, or anything, or trans. It has
to do with sex. I was like, might as well go anywhere, because I don't know what's going on in there anyway.
It has to do with reading minds.
Change in 5 minutes.
Here's why. Because I would go plant myself in New York City.
Ooh, gross.
I would go plant myself in the dirt.
You could take an hour and a half ride.
Shut the fuck up. I don't interrupt you guys when you talk. When I would go to like the most expensive restaurants, I'd spend any money I had in the world to do this.
I love the restaurants in New York. Have you ever been to any restaurants in New York?
I've been to a lot of restaurants in New York.
So I would go to the restaurants and I would...
Especially Little Italy.
I'll wait.
All right, go ahead.
And I would read the minds of the people who are like the CEOs, the CFOs of these huge companies.
Insider trading.
And I would inside trade.
Oh, that's a smart. Strong argument.
All day long.
Strong argument.
And there would be nothing for anyone to prove.
Wow.
That, and I would be just on my own putting money into these accounts, knowing what's going on with their
Rob,
companies.
Rob, I think you won me over. I think you're right on that, and I'm wrong.
I'd be a millionaire. Yeah, I'd be a multi-millionaire.
See, so here's the thing.
Then you could just travel wherever you want. You don't need a teleport.
I don't even need a teleport. I could invent a teleport machine.
Yeah. I could already read minds. So I would 100% all day long, I'd choose teleportation to be able to teleport wherever I wanted. Because then I could, since I already have the ability to read minds, I could teleport to Wall Street or anywhere and then read their minds because I already have that ability.
Okay, seeing that you don't have that ability.
Okay, so pretending like I... So
that you don't have
that. So this is a hypothetical then.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical. You can't read minds.
All right.
Because everyone knows you can't read
minds. We're assuming that I can't read minds now.
Yeah, we're going
to
assume
that. We're going to have to make that assumption.
And if it's between the two...
Yeah.
I'd still choose teleport.
Okay.
Because I feel like I could read people well enough to know what they're thinking.
Wow. Yeah. That's so definitely not true. Because you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, psychologically, you understand people, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
We both are good at that. I think all three of us are good at that. But
you guys,
psychologically,
you guys are actually better than me. I'll give you that.
We could really dive into someone's psyche, but that doesn't mean I know insider trading or know what's happening with a company.
Oh, that's a good
minds.
Point. Yeah, but most people are thinking about
honestly,
that shit.
If I could read minds,
who's thinking
I'd
about
also
that
be
shit?
Single. I'd also be single.
Not probably.
Because,
but who's? Yeah, I know.
Think about that for
when
a
I walk.
Well, why
by?
Do you think I'm single for a very similar reason?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if you could read minds, you know if they like you or not.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know.
Play with that all day.
You're talking about a woman's mind. She may like you.
I usually know when
until you
like
talk
me.
To her.
But then they don't really know if they like you half the
but
time.
But you'd be reading your mind the whole
I
time.
I wish this guy wouldn't fucking talk to me. Then what?
And then you're like, then you don't talk to her. And she's like, wait,
yo,
why is he not talking to me?
You just move on to the next person. That's
no, then, she, then you listen to her mind and she's like, why is he not talking to me now? And then you talk to her and she's like, wait, this fight, guy's fucking
why
weird.
Is he talking to me? Stop talking to me.
And she's like, I really got
why is there was a movie like this with Mel Gibson and next thing you know, he's screaming on a fucking teleprompter.
I did see that movie on like TBS.
What was that? Yeah, he was like,
yeah.
Then a couple years later, he's fucking non-existent.
Hey,
he's making rants about the Jews.
Contribute to us on Patreon.
Did you think
all of our listeners?
Mossad knocked him out. I thought he was Jewish. That's crazy.
Contribute anyway. To us on Patreon, and we will actually write the script for this movie, where someone can actually read minds.
Are you serious? Are we this far in? Like we haven't talked about anything else.
Who cares?
Yeah, sure, we have.
So I want to hear this third allegation from Rich though.
Yeah, so
I lost my notes.
You have some interesting insights.
Hold on, I lost my notes. Let me get them.
The third allegation.
We should really have a structure
from,
for this podcast.
From,
I'm just saying.
Julie Swetnick or whatever her name is the most, I guess by far the worst one because it accuses Brett Kavanaugh of gang rape. And
right,
the woman
right.
who came forward on this graduated in 1980, 2 years before Brett Kavanaugh graduated high school. So She said that she was going to these parties like in 82 and stuff and was raped at one of them. Didn't say if she was raped by Kavanaugh or Mark Judge, but apparently she was in college and kept going to these parties where she knew these gang rapes were going on, and says that she saw Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge spiking the punch and giving quaaludes to the girls at these parties and then getting in line to be run the train on these girls, essentially, and gang rape them, which is, again, if this is true, Brett Kavanaugh, fuck, kill him. I fucking, he's a piece of shit. But, and there was just a story that came out today where now she's recanting some of it and saying, well, I didn't actually see them spike the punch or give quaaludes or rape anybody, and there wasn't really a line. It was more of a congregation in front of a door, and I didn't know what was going on until, like, I got raped in 1982, which, why the fuck are you 20 years old at that point going to a high school party and then being gang raped by a bunch of high school? I don't know what's going on there.
After you already think there it's a rape party?
There is nothing credible about her.
She was in college, and this was high school students.
Yeah, this is Michael Avenatti, by the way, Avenatti, who represents her, who is the garbage... creepy porn lawyer.
Do you have any of the same lawyers as Stormy Daniels?
This is Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Mike Lavinati. Yes! That is exactly what it is. You didn't know that, or are you just fucking with me?
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, and that's a waste of time.
A 2020 presidential candidate.
What I do appreciate, as far as I know, it didn't come up in these recent hearings, this last allegation.
Not real. Well, other than when Lindsey Graham was like, are you a gang rapist?
Yeah, because he said that, yeah.
It's just so fucking ridiculous. Right. Where, imagine you know this what? Guy, because if, you know if what? He didn't do any of this, imagine his family, his wife, his daughters, and him, what they're going through. Right. Holy shit.
I bet that's why I was so upset. Man, now I know why he's asking for those threesomes.
That's why I was so upset, though, honestly, because I think about, like, his kids going to school still.
Yeah.
And, like, people are hearing about this at their school and probably...
His two daughters who are,
probably
like...
probably not in school right now. I have to be honest.
They're little kids, his two daughters.
And they're like, your dad raped people. It's disgusting. Because
kids are fucking
stupid.
And
that really does show you what the left will go, like, the extreme left. And
they
don't
care as long as they get their get him off there and don't get him on the court, yeah.
Right, that's their only goal.
The only goal.
Right.
It's the ends justify the means.
And we all hopefully realize how disgusting that is.
Oh, it's horrendous.
And I Lindsey Graham said this too at one point. He said, "I hope the American people see, you know, the debauchery that the
left... they all listen to it.
No, four in ten. There's a poll. 4 in 10 people believe Dr. Ford,
right.
Which is incredible. Because if a woman comes forward and says, "I'm raped," you know what? Probably 90% of people in the country
she
are going to be
raped.
Like, yeah,
I believe, take it easy.
Or say, well, what's the other way? Swetnick said that there was a rape thing. Okay, but if a woman comes forward and say, somebody attempted to rape me, most people are going to believe her naturally, right?
I was fondled.
Only 40% of people, and this includes Democrats, Republicans, whoever, believe what Dr. Ford said.
Correct.
Because it was so uncorroborated and so... Just totally, there was no evidence.
And beyond that, he was 17, you know, the reality is he was 17 years old, and he grabbed some boobs, and, you know.
Well, again, these are allegations. You're stating
allegedly
it
grabbed
as if it happens.
I don't think he did it. I really
happened,
don't know.
If it
gotta
happened.
Gotta stay projective.
If it happened.
Gotta stay projective.
If it happened, he grabbed some boobs that, whatever. He was 17 years old. She was, what, 15? Whatever.
Still not okay.
Still not okay. I don't promote this behavior. Mm-hmm. If it were true. We could all, I don't want to say all relate, but we could all be in those positions. I think both sides, female and males, could understand
that.
Misread
a signal, next thing you know,
it's a misreading.
You're grabbing a tit.
This is the 80s. You know, when
I don't know.
I've been with
it's
girls
very
before,
different today than
and,
it used
and
to
when
be.
You go,
everyone.
When you go to, you know, I've had girls be like,
I don't
no,
know,
not
man.
Yet.
I believe in objective truth.
And you just
so
stop.
I disagree with that yeah, assertion exactly. That it's different today.
A different
it's
time?
Not, it's wrong.
What
no
the
matter
fuck
what
does that even mean? This is a whole nother podcast. A different time.
That, okay.
Yeah, I believe in objective truths.
You believe in objective truths.
There's
so,
not your truth or my truth. There's
so
just
when,
truth.
Like, fucking cavemen used to just, like, grab women and slam them.
Still not okay.
That's not okay?
Still not okay.
But
you're assuming that happened. You're assuming that happened.
I would say, all right. But it was the time that people lived in.
Yeah, maybe.
What about you, Gogi?
According to you?
What about you, Gogi?
Okay, when the great prophet Muhammad married and had sex with an 8-year-old girl, was that okay because of the time? No, never okay.
No, rape
at any time.
Rape is never okay.
Okay,
that wasn't the only culture that
maybe
existed.
Maybe it was consensual.
To be fair,
but
though,
she was 8.
You Gogi
not
wasn't
okay
across the board.
Yeah,
You go, you wasn't like, you know, everybody was doing that shit.
I know. It was just that one culture.
There's objective, truth.
Yes, my point being, that back in the 80s, you know, when you are a 17-year-old man, and you're trying to learn how to be a man,
right?
You're going to get mixed signals.
Oopsie.
Yeah, and you're like a little like, oh, a little confused.
I don't know why you're even defending this. I don't think this happened at all. And yeah, I think it's right if it happens.
I'm going to admit it does happen.
Well, I'm just saying this scenario is a whole podcast in and of itself.
Right. It is.
You're right.
It is.
So let's say it didn't happen with Kavanaugh, okay. But it does happen in reality.
Sure.
Okay?
And it's still wrong.
Does it not happen in reality, Sal?
It's still wrong.
It doesn't happen in reality.
It really does happen. Is it wrong?
Yeah.
To get a mixed signal and not realize.
Mixed signal is different than forcing yourself on somebody, covering their mouth.
Yeah, but
and that
is it
thing,
though?
Yes, it absolutely is.
Some chicks like that shit.
Look, I've dated some weird girls.
See, today, I agree. Today, in today's time, I believe when you get into that situation, the girl's like, get the fuck
How
off
you
me.
Know?
You get the fuck off her. That's today.
Yeah, but, in the 80s? But even now, there's girls that say that shit that really don't want you.
All right, we're not getting into you can't do that today. Yes, and come on.
it's like what, who says that? Bill Burr is like, what, on the off chance you want me to you have some fucking sick fucking fantasy?
Yeah, like some percentage of girls are into that. I dated a girl who wanted me to light her arm on fire during sex. And
yeah. We're talking like over.
Wow, that's intense.
Probably.
I did not do it.
I would say
would
probably.
Would not have been able to keep it.
We have very little experience in the field. Yeah, I'd say probably over 75% of women.
I think, Sal, you're right. I think
what
this should
you,
be.
What?
So, just an approximation.
No. I do think you're right, though, that we should have a podcast about this because it is
75.6.
We can talk about that next week if there's no other stories other than Kavanaugh.
There will be, but.
We might have to cut this.
I don't think we will.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's a confusing thing. It's a confusing time in anyone's life.
It's confusing.
Male or female.
Because men and women, they don't communicate properly.
Dude, a 17-year-old kid.
Men. I'm talking about men and women don't communicate properly. Grown-ass men, grown-ass women don't communicate properly with each other. Anywhere over the time.
I agree with you, but.
Let alone a 17-year-old. And a 16-year-old, or however fucking old she claimed to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. However, I do believe that, like, a 17-year-old kid and a 15-year-old kid really don't know what they feel, what they should do, what's right, what's really wrong. I mean, there's right and wrong in general. And I'm not excluding the fact that a 17-year-old could do something wrong. I'm just saying it could be a little confusing. Grabbing some tits.
Oops.
Grabbing some boobs, or whatever.
No.
If he really wanted to fucking rape her, he would have done it.
No, but there's some things. I mean, forcing yourself on somebody. I mean again, this goes back to what Rich said.
I think this is a
conversation that we're belaboring a point that none of us believe Kavanaugh
did
happened
in the first place. Right?
So we're starting a conversation we don't even want to have.
Right. And I'm
so it's let, an. Let me say something else here.
It's an hour podcast in and of itself.
So just to get away from this whole kind of subtopic, and that's that the Democrats don't really care, and the leftists don't really care whether or not he raped somebody. They just want to get him out of there. So now the argument is, well, even if he didn't do this, he might have lied about his drinking habits because he said, he definitely never blacked out while drinking, which is totally... Wow.
Speaking
you know, everybody has their own view of how they drink, and they're
picture.
Like, oh, he lied under oath about his drinking, so he is unfit to be on the Supreme Court. And, you know, I don't think he lied under oath about his drinking, but if he did, that's not what this whole thing is about. He got angry. He displayed anger during this because, you know,
let me just tell you,
any reasonable person who's in front of
is
the fucking
be pissed
Senate
off.
And the entire
What's the
nation
right way?
Being accused of
What's
rape,
the right
they're
way
not going to be angry.
What's the right way to react? So, the reality is, I don't know if anybody has been blacked out drunk, but...
I have not, actually. But then again, if I
the
say
reality
that,
is,
I
don't know
say
what
I
that
have.
Is. The reality is, you don't really know, because you're fucking blacked out.
That's a good point.
maybe you're right.
Maybe I have been blacked out drunk, but I don't think I have.
I don't know.
You don't know. That's
don't
the
know
thing.
I have. I've drunk
I'll
a
tell
lot.
You. Let me just tell you right now.
I never forgot.
I'll tell you from experience...
I know you have.
That you don't even know if you forgot.
Yeah. No.
They cannot get him for being lying.
The reality, though, is if you remember, the whole night.
Right.
At least the way you thought it was.
Right.
Therefore, you didn't black out.
Yeah, well, you okay. also no, don't knock out and I'm, rape somebody or attempt to rape.
I'm right. telling you right
here's
now.
The thing. That's not, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that whole thing.
Let me just tell you.
Who fucking cares?
That was the point they were well, bringing up. Oh, could you have possibly blacked out and like tried that. To rape a girl?
I mean, you can't be blackout drunk and rape.
No, because you're blackout drunk.
Somebody yeah, might, you would know, not have the wherewithal yeah. to be like, all right, I'm going to get her in this room. She's going to the bathroom.
No, no, I don't know how you'd get it up if you're that like, drunk either.
Well, he didn't get it up. No one is accusing him of getting up. He grabbed some boobs, and she was like, no.
If you're blackout drunk,
you are just like fucking laid out.
You're not.
I don't even know what blackout drunk is. I think
what
I
is to, blackout drunk?
I
don't even know. I've seen people experience.
Here's the interesting thing about that. I don't think anybody's experienced blackout drunk. Because that's the.
I'm with you on this one.
That's the definition of blackout drunk.
It's a good
you
point.
Can't experience it because you don't fucking remember.
You don't remember anything.
You're fucking blackout.
Have you ever woken up next means. To a person and you're like, how did this happen?
I remember what it means.
Because I remember everything I've ever done.
Yeah. I don't remember. No, you know you forget things when you're drunk that happened when you're drunk, and you forget things that happened yesterday.
Yeah,
when
but you're not a different fucking person.
No, right, you're not right. gonna rape somebody you're not a rapist. Person. That's not or try to. That's not a thing. That's not
doesn't happen.
You're either a rapist or you're not. Honestly,
right, right,
yeah.
And the fact that they're even getting into this, what I loved about this, and just to spin this for a second about the joy that I had during this.
Oh boy,
was when he was like. So I back in when I was 17 or 18 or whatever, I enjoyed beer. I drank beer.
I like beer.
And he's like, and I still like beer.
I still like beer.
I drink beer and sometimes it, now.
Beer yeah. is rape.
I like beer a lot.
And then when they're at when they're see, questioning him,
there's compilations of that shit. Some pretty
not
funny
yet.
Shit.
Not and I a can't lot watch of, anything funny about.
No,
that.
I'll be honest with you. Some of it's left leaning shit that they you know chop together.
I did
but
see
that's
those.
Part of being objective.
Yeah,
and it's
I did
fucking
see those.
Hilarious.
They were pretty funny. But I still
funny.
Feel bad, but it's funny. But
I like beer. He I drink like, beer. I still like beer.
Yeah. I mean, I was
I'm always going to like beer.
I was clapping. I was laughing. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's funny.
I was like, I love this guy. And then one of the women on the left was asking him about his drinking or whatever. And he's like, I don't know, Senator, what do you like? What do you like to drink? What's your drink of choice? She's like, well, I don't have an alcohol problem. He's like, yeah, well, neither do I. Like... Just because he drank in high school means he has a drinking problem. That's what you're inferring.
Right.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry. She's probably a really nice person. Cause
yeah, no, yeah. She's probably great.
I have no idea. I don't know her at all.
Nobody knows. I know. I feel like you feel really bad about this, but please don't. I mean, I can see it in your face.
Fucking bitch.
Good Lord.
Really? So... This has been this week's podcast.
Jeez, yeah. We didn't get to any
very, very interesting. Well, dude, this
what about
is a
Lindsay
big
Lohan? She's like kidnapped the guy.
Since we did not get to the sports minute, I would like to congratulate the Milwaukee Brewers.
This week's sports minute,
and the Los Angeles Dodgers for winning their game 163 one game playoff and becoming division champions, and the baseball playoffs are beginning.
Oh. And that was this week's Sports Minute with Rich Pazano.
It's like a sports 10-second interrupt and they say things about it. But anyway,
yes, golf, football,
golf,
soccer,
football,
baseball.
Rob,
it is.
We're baseball across.
Take us out here, Rob.
How about
so
the
visit us on Twitter at Beer.
Curling.
Boo. Banter. B-O-U.
It was B-O-U. And Patriots beat Miami.
Patriots beat Miami. Check us out on Patreon as well. We have anything that you can contribute to Patreon. If you know how Patreon works, you can contribute to us.
I don't think
us.
You know how Patreon works.
You contribute to us
you
every
fix
month.
That.
And
the Cowboys beat the Lions.
It's all fixed, man.
Yeah. And also, we are on Last FM. We're on Google Play. We're also on iTunes.
We're on iTunes.
So, you know, check us out in all these different places.
We're on
subscribe.
We're on Facebook as well.
Send us emails. Do whatever the fuck it is that you do.
Contact
because
us.
Because you're a fucking
you.
American.
America!
Even if you're not American.
Oh, I hate that shit,
even
actually.
Even if you're an illegal immigrant.
I don't know where I'm going with
America, you piece of shit.
I didn't say that.
Well, join us next week.
Inferring some shit, man. You gotta be objective.
As we talk about,
porn lawyers.
Me having one less beer.
Why Amy Comey Barrett would be a great Supreme Court candidate.
Yeah, we already have next week's subject.
Fair enough.